Welcome to Empowered Radio. I am your host, Emma Montgomery, an online nutrition and fitness coach and creator of Shred With Em. Each week, we'll talk all things nutrition, training, and mindset. You'll be able to take my tips and strategies and apply what you learn to see results with both your body and your mind. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Empowered Radio. I apologize for being absent last week. The last couple of weeks have been absolutely nutso. But a quick update for the podcast. It used to come out on Tuesdays. It will now be coming out on Friday. So you'll have that to listen to on Friday or for your weekend. But just wanted to give you the quick update that the show will be moving from Tuesday to Friday. And today I have some nutrition frequently asked questions that I'm going to cover for you guys. So I just had a new Shred group open on Monday, and I always get a bunch of these questions when we first start. And so I thought it might be helpful for you listeners out there if I covered some of these on the podcast. So we're just going to jump right in. I'm going to try to cover as many of these as possible with keeping the podcast to a shorter time frame. So the first one is it bad if I go over my protein goal? So let's first talk about what your protein goal should look like. So the optimal range for protein should be 0.8 to 1.2 grams per pound of body weight. So I did preface that with optimal because that is the range that you would like your protein to fall in terms of when we're talking about building muscle, sustaining muscle during fat loss phases, things like that. So if you are someone who is brand new to tracking your food and you start tracking just exactly how you're eating and you notice that you're only hitting 50 to 60 grams a day of protein and you do your macro calculations or you get a macro count from me and your goal is set at 140 grams, let's say. The odds of you going from 50 to 60 grams per day to 140 grams per day overnight are extremely unlikely. So don't feel like it's something that you have to just, you know, oh my gosh, I've got to hit 140 grams right now. I'm just going to have to eat chicken all day. So let's just start there. If you're someone who is under eating on protein currently, know that you have the optimal range that you need to get to, but know that you can gradually get there. And it might be that you just start at, you know, the 50 to 60 grams and you increase it to 80. And then over time you increase it to 100 and you gradually grow from there. Just know that you have room to work and it doesn't have to be just overnight to the optimal range. So with that said, is it bad if I go over my protein goal? So if your protein goal, we'll just stick with 140 grams and you are eating, you know, or trying to hit or whatever, you're hitting 160 grams or something like that. Is it bad? No. Now, I know people worry about, will it, you know, damage my kidneys and things like that. So there have been plenty of studies that have shown that it does not cause kidney damage. Now, this is speaking of just the healthy, normal individual that has no prior health conditions related to their kidneys. Now, if you are someone that has kidney disease, for example, my sister can only eat like 40 grams of protein a day because she is in stage four kidney failure. So again, those are outliers to this conversation. Now, so if you are someone who's eating, you know, 160 grams of protein and you're wondering if that's bad, if you're not going over your calorie goal and you're eating more protein and maybe, you know, you're pulling away from carbs to eat the more protein, that's fine. And there are some benefits to doing this. And a couple of those benefits are it can help with satiety in terms of feeling fuller longer. It also, protein burns more calories being digested than does carbs or fat. So that's a couple of benefits of eating the higher protein amount. Now, what I will say is if you're already at the 1 gram per pound, so say you weigh 140 and you're eating 140 grams, or that's your goal, and you're eating like 160 because you think that you're going to you know, build muscle quicker. It doesn't really work like that. So eating over the 1 gram per pound is not going to help add muscle quicker or anything like that. Now, like I said, it will help with satiety. You might burn a few more calories in terms of the thermic effect of food, the digestion process, but you're not going to add muscle quicker from eating higher protein amounts over that 1 gram per pound. Now, what I will say is protein is not stored to be used later like carbs are stored as energy to be used later. Protein doesn't do that. So my recommendation is if you're at the 1 gram per pound already, I would just shift those calories that you're eating over in protein to your carbs, you know, because it can be used for energy for later versus, you know, overeating on protein because you think that it's going to, you know, make you the Incredible Hulk overnight. The other thing I will say is, especially if you notice that you're someone that is having digestive issues, because if you're not used to eating higher amounts of protein, it can cause a little bloating, gas. You can, like, it can just mess with digestion some. So you might pull back just a little bit too to help with digestion. But again, it's not bad. It's not harmful to go over, but there aren't a ton of benefits in terms of, again, there are a couple of benefits, but it's not going to make you more muscular or have more muscle added quicker than just eating at the, you know, 0.8 to 1 gram per pound. Okay, next question is, does collagen count towards my protein goal? So I get this a lot from women because collagen is an amazing supplement to help with your hair, your skin, your nails. It's great for all of those things. And again, it's collagen protein. So like when these women are drinking this and they're like, oh, it's got 20 grams of protein. It's unflavored. I just put it in my coffee and it's helping me get to my protein goal. It is, but it's not. So I would say collagen shouldn't count towards your overall protein goal for the day. Yes, you need to track it in terms of the calories, but I would not count it towards your protein requirement because it does not contain all the essential amino acid profiles like you would get from whey protein or meat protein. So again, collagen is amazing for you. Great supplement. I use it. It's great for your hair, your skin, your nails, all of those things. I do recommend it, but again, I would not use it as an ample source of protein because it's not, it's lacking those amino acids that you're going to get from your whey protein or meat sources. Next question is, how close is close enough to hitting my macros? So I know I've talked about this before on a podcast with working in ranges, because if you are trying to hit your macros perfectly every day, you're going to drive yourself insane and you are going to create OCD with macro counting, and this can lead to major burnout. So I would say, depending on what your goals are, if you're somebody that's at maintenance calories, you can either just focus on hitting your protein within like 5 to 10 grams and letting carbs and fat, you know, fall where they fall and staying within your calorie budget. If you're someone who's cutting, again, you might want to narrow that in a little bit. So like instead of 5 to 10 grams for carbs and protein, I would say maybe like 3 to 5 grams. And that's plus or minus. So if your goal, you know, we'll stick with that 140 grams of protein, maybe it's that you're working for anywhere from, you know, 135 to 145. And same with carbs. And then fat, because it is worth a few more calories per gram. It's 9 calories per gram, and carbs and protein are 4 calories per gram. I would say fat, do like 2 to 3 grams, plus or minus if you're cutting. Now, again, if you're at maintenance, you've got a little more leeway in terms of your calories. But I would say maybe anywhere from like 5 to 7. But again, really just focus on working in those ranges and not the absolutes, because you're not going to hit those numbers perfectly every day. I would not make myself crazy trying to. So you can also, even if you're cutting, again, you can still focus on your calories and staying in that calorie budget and hitting your protein range and just kind of letting fats and carbs fall where they fall. Because again, those two things aren't going to, they're not like inherently important when you're counting your macros, because again, they both serve purposes. And depending on the individual and their preferences and how active they are, and fats you want to keep in a good place hormonally, again, they're not super important where they fall. It's more the calories that are driving the weight loss, not the amount of carbs you're eating or the amount of fat you're eating. And then, of course, keeping your protein in the adequate range so that you're burning, you're not burning through muscle. You're sustaining muscle mass because you're focusing on an adequate amount of protein. The next question is, and I just did a Instagram post on this, I believe. Should I focus on, well, it's similar. Should I focus on calories or macros? And so, and I talked about this on, I believe, the last podcast. But I would say both because when you are counting macros, your macros will total up to your calorie goal. So if you're hitting your macros, you're going to be hitting your calories. So again, you're focusing on both, you're tracking both. Now, with that said, some people will, if they're tracking inaccurately or they've logged something wrong, or, and this is, if you haven't listened to the last episode that I did on the tracking, listen to that, because it will clear up what I'm talking about here. But there are ways and reasons where your macros and your calories will not match up in your food tracking app. And I, again, I just did an Instagram post on this as well, if you want to check that out. My Instagram is at macros with M. So, again, there are reasons where and when your calories and your macros won't match up in your food tracking app. So if you are, let's just say, for example, you're in your MyFitnessPal, you look and you have hit your macros, but it's showing that you're short on calories. And so you're like, oh shit, I haven't hit my macros. I need to still keep eating till I hit my macros. Well, again, depending on the error or wherever, you know, whatever's went wrong there, again, listen to that last episode. you might be overeating because you're trying to hit your calories. So the first things first is you never want to go over your calories to hit a macro. So maybe it's that you are short on protein and you've already hit your calories because maybe you were over on fat and carbs, but you're short 25 grams of protein. So I get the question, should I go ahead and eat more protein because I haven't hit that goal yet, even though it's going to put me over my calories because I'm over on carbs and fat? And the answer is no. Calories are the most important thing when it comes to weight loss. They are what drives weight loss. So you never want to eat over your calorie goal just to hit a specific macro. So that will always be no. Focus on calories first in terms of not going over that budget. Think of it as money. You have a certain amount of money to spend. And so once that money's gone, it's gone, and you can spend it however you'd like. But once it's gone, it's gone. Like you would be going into the negative if you're trying to eat more protein to hit that goal. So, but yes, back to the should I focus on calories or macros? Again, calories are going to be king when it comes to weight loss. You never want to go over your calorie goal to hit a specific macro. So if you're over on two of them or one of them by a lot, and you're, you know, trying to eat more to hit the other ones, but it's going to put you over calories, don't. And then secondly on that is the focusing on protein. So making sure that if you are just kind of following calories only, or, you know, not really paying attention to carbs and fat, that you are also keeping an eye on protein and tracking that as well, so that you're falling in that optimal range of the 0.8 to, you know, at least 1 gram per pound of body weight, so that you are making sure, again, when you are working on fat loss, that it is fat loss and that you're not burning through muscle tissue. I know that was a long-winded answer for that. But again, that Instagram post will be super helpful. And that last podcast I did, make sure that you listen to that one, because that will tell you all the reasons why your macros and your calories might not match up. The next one is, should I track sugar, sodium, and fiber? So sugar and sodium, I know I've talked about these two things before, but I do not track sugar or sodium. Now, sugar, if you are someone, and sodium, if you are someone who is a diabetic, or maybe you have hypertension or high cholesterol or some family genetic something where your doctor has recommended and said, hey, you need to keep an eye on your sodium or your sugar or both, whatever that looks like. If you have had a medical professional tell you to watch those things, then yes, 100%, you need to track them. Now, if you are the average healthy individual with no underlying health issues, again, I personally do not track either of them. If you are someone who shies away from eating sodium and salting their food, and then you do have, you know, say you go out to eat and you have a high sodium meal, yes, you're going to retain water. You're going to, you know, feel bloated, and, you know, your fingers may feel puffy and all that stuff. And it's just because your body is not used to sodium, because you avoid it like the plague. So again, anything can be overdone, but if you are healthy and you're eating a good amount of sodium every day and you're not shying away from it, and you're eating mostly whole foods and you're drinking plenty of water, your sodium is likely not going to be sky high anyway. So again, I do not track my sodium, and I also do not track sugar. I never set a sodium or sugar goal for any clients, simply because it is, neither one of those two things are going to deter you from fat loss. Again, sodium may cause some water retention, which again, that's, you know, we're talking some weight gain in terms of water retention, but it's not going to cause you to gain fat or to keep you from losing fat, because what causes you to gain fat or lose fat is your calorie intake only. It has nothing to do with sodium, sugar, carbs, none of those things. Your calories are what drives weight loss, weight gain. So again, sugar and sodium, I do not track either of those. Fiber, 100% yes. I saw a macro coach on Instagram the other day, and she has a large following, and this terrified me when she said that she does not track fiber, and she doesn't, like, she was basically telling people they shouldn't track fiber. Fiber is really important to track. And it's, a lot of it has to do with your bowel movements, for one, but fiber plays a huge important role in the body in terms of eliminating waste and toxins. So if you have too little fiber or too much fiber, it can cause some big digestive issues. So if you're not tracking fiber, then there is a good chance that you could either, you know, you might be one of these people that are like, I feel really bloated all the time, or I have a hard time using the bathroom, and this is probably why. So if you're someone who's not tracking your fiber, I 100% recommend it. You should be hitting 14 grams per every 1,000 calories. So for most women, a good range might be 15 to 25 grams. For men, I would say 25 to 30, 35 grams. Again, this is going to depend on the calorie intake that you're at. So for me, when I'm dieting, my fiber might fall down to between 15 and 20 grams, depending on my calories, simply because I'm not eating as much food to get fiber from. If you're someone who is at maintenance and your calories are much higher, your fiber can go a little higher, but you also need to listen to your body and notice when, you know, you can check it in MyFitnessPal or your food tracking app. When your fiber is too high or too low, you might notice like, I'm really bloated today. Fiber also pulls in water. So again, that will cause some water retention and some bloat. So when you're going too high with fiber, you might notice that you're bloated, you're retaining some water, maybe you're having a hard time using the restroom. Same with too little fiber. You can also, if you're taking in too little, you might not be taking in enough and enough water to produce bowel movements. So again, not to be TMI, but fiber is really, really important. And I do highly recommend keeping an eye on fiber because of those things that I just mentioned. It is important to track. So again, not so much on the sodium or the sugar. I do not track either unless you have been, you know, instructed by your doctor to watch those things, then 100% yes, watch those things. But if you have not, again, don't stress over them. Those are just added things to track that you don't really have to worry about. And then just really quickly, the last one that I'll touch on is, do you track vegetables? And the answer and the reason I'm covering this one really quickly is because it's relates to the last one. And the answer is yes, you should track veggies, even if they're low calorie veggies. And I'll hear people say like, these are negative calorie vegetables. And I'm like, that's not possible. There is no negative calorie vegetable. Apparently it's that it's so minimal in calories that when you eat it and you're digesting it, it's actually like negative. Guys, if it is food and it has calories, there's not negative shit. Like it, you got to track that. But the reason that I recommend tracking your vegetables is because they have fiber. And this is how you can see if you're coming in short or over on fiber and where to find that good range for your body. So that is the last one I'm going to cover. And we're at the 21 minute mark, so I'm going to wrap it up here. But I do want to thank you guys again for tuning in. As always, if you share it on social media, tag me. I appreciate everyone that's left a review recently. It never goes unnoticed. So I just want to say thank you for spending some of your time with me today. And I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Empowered Radio. If you enjoyed the episode or found value in it, could you do me two quick favors? One, take a screenshot and post it to your social media and tag me in it so I can say thanks. And two, could you subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star rating and review in iTunes? It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.